Yeah, you may have seen in the press earlier this week about a new distillery that's being planned for King Island. In fact, it was on the front page of the paper. I'm not sure why it's a front page story, but it's nice for King Island to get that sort of exposure. But it's not new. There's been a distillery there for the last 6 years, and the owner and operator of it is Heidi Vitens, who joins us now. Good afternoon, Heidi.
Good afternoon, Martin. Thank you for the opportunity to talk on this amazing radio station.
You're welcome. There's going to be confusion about this. The new group that's coming in are calling themselves King Island Distillery Bass Strait, and your business is called King Island Distillery. So there's a bit of confusion there, but you've been producing quite a few different spirits for nearly 6 years now, nearly 7 years, in fact.
I started my company back that far, and I have been travelling consistently to Tasmania to do work experience at Lark Distillery and Nonesuch Distillery, and my amazing mentors Bill and Lynn Lark and also Chris and Rex Burden from Nonesuch have just been outstanding, and everybody in the industry, Patrick McGuire from Sullivan's Cove, there's a whole number of ambassadors and mentors out there that I have been really lucky to have worked with and also learnt from, and each day I turn on my Copper Angels, my pot stills that came over on a crayfishing boat to King Island, I learn something new, and it's just a wonderful industry to be a part of. I'm feeling very lucky.
And Bill Lark, of course, known as the grandfather of distilling in Tasmania.
The godfather of the whiskey industry, and he is the best ambassador that we could possibly ever dream of having. And his wife Lynn, she's the gin queen, and they started in their kitchen with a little 5 litre copper still back in the early 80s and got this amazing Tasmanian industry underway, and we couldn't be prouder of what they have achieved.
No.
And they're still helping lots and lots of distilleries, namely 70 of them now in Tasmania.
Right.
So it's they are busy people.
Yeah, and look, I've interviewed him a few times. He's a fantastic bloke, and if you can come away with 25% of the knowledge that he's got, I think you're in a pretty good place, because he's the figurehead of it. It's funny you use the word work experience. I mean, it's something that you probably don't think of when you get to a certain age of doing work experience. But I think, you know, work experience with Bill Lark, there's no substitute for that sort of experience, is there?
I was lucky enough that when I wrote a letter to Bill and he rang me up, and I'm like, I had to almost strap the phone to my hand so I didn't drop it, because I was just like, wow, really? And yeah, just for someone of that status to just ring up and say, hey, Heidi, you know, we'd love you to come to Hobart. So I flew down, went to Lark's, and Bill toured me around in Jack Lark's little green MG with the top rolled down for 3 days.
Wow.
And toured me around all 9 distilleries that were in Tasmania at that time. We even took the ferry to Bruny Island to visit Trapper's Hut, and stopped off at the chocolate shop on the way, and we've both got a sweet tooth, so that's pretty awesome. But yeah, what an experience.
And he
showed me his little first set up in Richmond, and then he's such a great storyteller, and you learn from him all the time, and they still so much love what they do.
Interesting you should mention that your coppers came to King Island on a cray boat. I guess that's what King Islanders do. They adapt to the conditions. And you've been producing gin, vodka and whiskey now at your distillery.
Well, I've called it native gin because I'm a native to King Islander. I also was made here. So being a brown King Islander, I've gone around the coast and I've handpicked native botanicals, did a lot of research. And, of course, everything takes so long. And that's why I started the company back in 2014. And, you know, things come to fruition later on in the piece. So really the products have only been on the shelf for the last 6 months, and the Ruby Vodka is a recipe from Bill Lark, and he judged it and he's gone, wow, what a vodka, and he said it would make a great martini, and his suggestion is don't alter it. I'm like, wow, it's for someone to give me a recipe, and I've managed to not even finish it off as a liqueur, which is what it was supposed to be. It's just a vodka. I'm really happy with that. So that's a heck of a winner when people come into the cellar door and say, oh, I don't drink vodka, but they try it and they're like converted. Even the Polish vodka drinkers are converted to drinking King Island.
That's a big
vodka
statement,
which is exciting.
That's a big statement. My late father was Polish, so I know a bit about Polish vodka.
And apparently it's rough. I can't even say it like they do, but comparison to mine, mine's very smooth. So I'm really tickle pink about that. But, you know, to have the privilege of being given that recipe. And I was having dinner with Bill and Lynn Lark, eating King Island crayfish, of course.
Oh,
so,
yes.
Yeah, that recipe just happened to pop out. So that was a bonus and, for me.
Even though you've only had your product on the shelves for 6 months, you've already won an award, haven't you, for one of your gins?
Correct, yes. I rang Bill and said, how did I get a silver at the Australian Gin Awards when there's 186 other participants and we won silver in the classic dry? And he said, basically, you just got a bloody good gin. That was his exact words. I hope I'm allowed to say that. But
you have anyway.
And I was so nervous at the post office posting it, and I'll make sure the postmaster did the right thing. To have that accomplishment is just, I'm just tickled pink.
So all
can
your
only improve.
All your ingredients are sourced on island, are they?
No. So the native botanicals are, but every gin has to have your four key ingredients, which is your juniper, your coriander, your cardamom, and your cassia bark. I think it's those four. And I've added more to the recipe than that in addition. And I can't source those things locally.
Mm-hmm.
So I ship them in, fly them in, whatever way I can get them here. Put on a flipper and snorkel and swim them over, whatever it takes to get good product to King Island, in addition to using what's available here.
Yeah,
and
so
50% of my product, once it's in a bottle, is King Island cloud juice.
Okay, right. That's important. The purest water on the planet, pretty well.
Indeed.
Yeah. So as we've heard about this other one that's coming in and opening up with a similar sounding name, which is going to be confusing, but is there enough room on the market for more than one distiller on King Island, do you think?
Time will tell, and the market will be the judge of that. I have no idea.
I'm
not sure how it's going to work, but I'm a micro distillery, a very boutique. I've got 255 litre stills, and I think the other distillery is just going to be huge. So I'm no competition to a big distillery with all the resources. I'm just a little sole trader operating because the seed got planted when someone said to me, hey, there's a heap of apples going to waste on the island. Heidi, can you fix that? Because I was running a restaurant and accommodation at the time. And so I just started researching into what could be done. So I've just released a barrel-aged gin, which has been in a barrel made by Adam Bone from Tasmanian Cask Co., which was way back in the day, which you can't get anymore. So
right.
I'm really happy to have that.
And has that got apples in it, has it?
And it's been aged on a working cray boat, so it's been shaken but not stirred, so it's a 007 version. And we had the Pro-Am run by Air Adventure Golf Tours on the weekend, so we had 100-odd golfers here, and they've tried it, and they love it. So there's only 57 bottles. So once it goes online, I think it's just going to go disappear.
Yeah.
But the next one, the next gin is going to be an apple and honey gin.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
Based on the foundation of how this distillery started.
Wow, that sounds lovely.
I share a space with the King Island Honey Farm. They've been generous enough to allow me to come in and take a corner in their factory.
Sounds amazing. Look, you don't have to have quality. You don't have to have quantity to have quality. By the sound of it, Heidi, it sounds fantastic. We wish you the best of luck with it, and we'll keep an eye open for it. And thanks for your time this afternoon.
Martin, I feel privileged to have had this conversation, and thank you again for your support and for allowing me to talk about King Island and the spirit captured in a bottle.
You're welcome. Heidi Vatens, who is the distillery owner and the distiller at King Island Distillery, not to be confused with King Island Distillery Bass Strait, which is yet to come. So if you want your King Island product in spirits, there's only one place you can get it at the moment. Just Google King Island Distillery and it'll take you to Heidi's website.